My name is George. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research, a national polling firm. We're conducting a poll about politics and issues in Tampa, Florida. Are you registered to vote in the city of Tampa?
Yes, I am.
Great. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or an Independent?
Independent.
Okay. And thank you for taking my call. This upcoming March, Tampa will hold elections for city council and mayor. How likely are you to vote in this election? Very likely to vote? Somewhat likely?
Yes. Likely.
Very? Okay, thank you. And could you please tell me your age? Are you between 18, 39, 40, 54, 55, 64, or older than 65?
Older than 65.
And how did you vote in the recent November 2022 elections? By mail, early in person, or on election day?
By mail.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Under a new Florida law, people who vote by mail in previous elections no longer receive a mail ballot for the next upcoming elections automatically. You must ask to receive one. Knowing this, how likely are you to request a mail ballot from the Hillsborough Supervisor of Elections for the upcoming March 2023 elections?
I've already done that.
And in general, do you think that the city of Tampa is headed in the right direction, or do you think it's headed in the wrong direction?
It's headed the right way. Just need a few sidetracks, but it'll work.
And do you feel the growth and development Tampa is experiencing is more of a good thing or bad?
It's both, good and bad.
Good and bad, okay. And if you had to lean towards one, which one would you lean towards the most? Good thing or bad thing?
I'd say good.
Okay. And as things stand now, would you vote to reelect Gene Castro as mayor of Tampa, or would you vote for someone new to replace her?
I would probably keep her.
Okay.
Not too bad.
Okay. And in general, which of the following candidates in the upcoming March City Council races would you choose? One who opposes Mayor Castro on nearly every one of her programs and instead says that the City Council should have more power, or one who works with the Mayor Castro to pass her agenda?
That's a toss-up right now, because I don't think it need to be in no one court, I mean.
And which of the following do you feel is the most important issue or problem facing the city of Tampa today? Would you say affordable housing, crime and public safety, jobs and the economic development, flooding and the threat of sea level rise, traffic congestion and conditions of streets, or too much city government spending?
The first two.
First two? Okay. And tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of the following. Joe Biden, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Bob Enriquez?
I don't know. I can't say.
Okay. And what about Guido Maniscalco?
That's another one.
You don't know?
I don't even know where he offers that.
Okay. What about Sandy Merman? Are you familiar with Sandy Merman?
Yeah, she's a toss-up.
And do you feel very favorable towards her? Somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. And what about Josa Citro?
Nope. Names don't ring a bell, baby. After the election and all that, don't ring a bell.
Okay. What about Sean Shaw?
What does he do?
He's one of the candidates that will be running for one of the positions in one of the offices.
Well, I haven't seen anything on any of them.
Okay.
So
well, if you haven't, just let me know and I'll mark it down for you. The other one will be Bill Carson.
Haven't heard about him either.
Gene Castro.
No. Wait a minute. No. Is that the lady? No.
It's one of the candidates that will be running.
I like Castro.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. And the other one is Janet Cruz. Are you familiar with Janet Cruz?
I'm familiar with the name, but no, it's not doing anything for me. Like I say, only a few of them I remember. A lot of them I just don't care to remember, I guess.
Okay. And what about Orlando Goods?
He don't ring no bell, baby.
Okay. What about Ron DeSantis?
DeSantis?
Yes, ma'am.
He's, I don't know where he's headed.
Would you say you feel pretty favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Okay, and what about Lynn Hertink?
No, haven't heard about her, that one either.
Okay, and thank you so much for your patience. Now, next, Mark, which candidate you would vote for if you had to vote in the elections for mayor and city council today? I have a mayor, Gene Castro or Bill Carson.
I would probably do Castro.
And what about for a city council district 1? Sonia P. Brookins, Joseph Citros, Chase Harrison, and I also have Alan Clendenin.
I haven't seen anything about them, believe it or not.
So if you had to lean towards one of them, which one would you lean towards? Sonia P. Brookins, Joseph Citros, Alan Clendenin, or Chase Harrison?
Probably Citros.
Okay. And for City Council District 3, I have Janet Cruz, Gwendolyn Henderson, Lynn Hertink, and Jose Vasquez.
Jose.
And City Council District 5, I have Orlando Goods, Evelyn McBride, Jeffrey L. Rodas, and Cornelius. Pardon?
I'm talking to this little hollering-ass baby. Put the pepper in your mouth and be quiet. Come on.
Oh, we are almost done here, ma'am. I'm going to read a lot faster for you because I really don't want your opinions to go to waste, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, with the following I have, the City Council District 5, Orlando Goods, Cornelius Hilmington, Evelyn McBride, and Jeffrey L. Rodas.
Okay, let's do Evelyn.
These are the four that I have for District 5. Which one would you pick?
Evelyn.
Okay. And thank you so much for your patience. Using a scale of excellent, good, not so good, or poor, rate the job Gene Castro is doing on each of the following. Here's the first one. Working to make Tampa a stronger community and great place to live and raise a family. Excellent, good, not so good, or poor.
I say 3. She's working hard.
Okay, number three would be not so good. Is that the
what
one?
Now?
Number 3 would be not so good. These are the choices that I have. I have excellent, good, not so good, or poor.
Let's just do good.
Okay. What about bringing in new jobs and growing the economy? Would you say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Let's say good.
What about?
I don't know what's going on out there.
Okay. And what about being physically responsible and careful with taxpayers' money? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I say good.
Okay. What about fighting crime and keeping Tampa's streets safe?
She ain't doing good enough.
Would you say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good.
Okay. What about working on affordable housing?
I don't think she's doing that good enough either, really.
And what about working? Pardon?
Well, not, never mind. Don't worry about it.
Okay. And thank you so much for your patience. The other one says, working for fairness and opportunity for people of all races and backgrounds in Tampa. Excellent, good, not so good, or poor.
She's doing good. She's trying to keep the peace.
What about, okay, and what about rebuilding the city's water and sewage pipes and infrastructure system? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good, because they're taking my money. Good. Hush, little girl.
Okay. Next, here are some statements that critics of Mayor Jean Castro have made recently. Rate each. If it causes you to definitely not vote for her, probably not vote for her, or makes no difference in your support for her. Here's the first one. It says she built the city council into accepting her choice for police chief, who then had to resign recently, admit scandal. Definitely not vote for her. Probably vote for her. It makes no difference.
It makes no difference because everybody has their own choice.
This other one here says she has continued to promote racial policies that embarrass the city, including re-entering while black, that caused hundreds of low-income black renters to be evicted after police arrested them, but before they were even tried or found guilty. Definitely not vote for her, probably not vote for her, or makes no difference.
I probably wouldn't vote for her. She's doing all that.
The other one says Jean Castro's policies are a police chief and mayor have led to an increasing in crime. Definitely not vote for her, probably, or makes no difference.
I probably would. Now you're making it sound kind of tough there. I did have high hopes for her, but if she under the covers, she just quit all up.
So would you definitely not vote for her, probably, or makes no difference?
Probably not.
Okay. This other one here says Mayor Castro pushed a $6 billion water recycling plan that some called a toilet to tap and has been criticized for a lack of transparency, possibly raising water bills and possibly putting our water supply at risk. Definitely not vote for her, probably, or makes no difference.
Right now, it makes no difference because it already happened.
The other one says Mayor Castro is using $100 million of taxpayers' money to build a new city office building without a comprehensive building process. Definitely not vote for her, probably, or makes no difference.
Makes no difference.
And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you so much for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Next here are a few statements that supporters of Mayor Jean Castro might make as to why they think she should be reelected when her current term is up in 2023. Rate your reaction to each. Just let me know if it's very positive to you, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Here's the first one. Jean Castro has open accessibility style as the city's leader. She is known for always being out in the community, bringing City Hall to every neighborhood, listening to people's concerns, and caring. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral or negative?
Neutral.
The other one says, as Mayor Jean Castro continues to decide funding for the housing affordability crisis and use city-owned land to build a new low-cost, single, and multiple-family affordable homes. Very positive. Positive?
That's not positive because ain't none of them damn houses low.
So would you say neutral or negative?
Neutral. I say neutral.
Okay, this one here says Jean Castro is focused on clean, affordable, safe neighborhood, and high quality of life that makes Tampa a great place for families and to raise kids. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
I'm going to say neutral because I'm on the fence on that one.
Okay. This other one here says that.
Houston's still full of shit. What now?
This other one here says, and thank you so much for your patience, as the former police chief and known as Mayor Jean Castro knows how to keep our community safe by fighting crime, reducing the violence crime rate, increasing the police presence in neighborhoods, taking illegal guns off the streets, and expanding police body cameras. Very positive, somewhat neutral or negative?
Neutral.
Under Jean Castro, under Mayor Jean Castro, Tampa has become one of America's top cities with strong community pride and great championship. Both parties, very positive, somewhat positive, neutral or negative?
Neutral.
Mayor Castro is making Tampa a safe place to walk, bike, and get around by installing sidewalks and crosswalks near schools, expanding the river walk, and ending 21 miles of bike lane. Very positive, somewhat neutral or negative?
Very positive.
Jean Castro is a take chance leader with who tackles the tough problems and gets things done. She is successfully taking on the rebuilding of the Tampa's again, water and sewage pipe systems. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral or negative?
Positive.
Mayor Castro is working to lift up every neighborhood by building new parks, renovating and upgrading existing parks, ending more youth programs, and increasing pre-K childcare options. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Let's say neutral on that one.
Neutral on this one, okay. And thank you so much for your patience. We are at 95%. We are almost done here. After hearing all of this information about her, would you vote to reelect Jean Castro as mayor of Tampa, or would you vote for someone new to replace her?
I'd probably keep her, let her finish where she started.
Okay, and the last few questions are for statistic purposes only. Now, a few more statements about the record of the candidate for city council. Rate each. If it makes you definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or does not matter to you. Here's the first one. The following says he can't do the job he was elected to do because he's more concerned with making money of the luxurious city deal. When he does show up for work, he has to abstain from voting more times than all the rest of the city council members combined because of the conflict of interest. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or does not matter?
Now, wait a minute. You're trying to tell me somebody's supposed to be there and they don't be there and yada, 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 right?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, really, I'm against that. They should have the ass at work, period.
So would you say definitely against or probably?
Yes.
Okay. This one here says has created decisions and division by making false accusations and perpetuating understanding conspiracies, theories, rather than working with his colleagues to address our community needs. Definitely both.
I know.
Pardon?
I know who that is, yeah.
Would you definitely vote against, probably, or does not matter?
Vote against.
And this other one here says refuses to disclose the names of his long list of paying clients who stand to benefit from the city council action and contracts. Definitely not vote for, against, probably, or does not matter?
Definitely not.
Okay. And this one here says, pardon?
Never mind. I'm waiting on you to finish now.
Oh, yes. We are almost done here. This one here says has voted against funding the police and firefighters and crime fighting measures that keep our community safe.
Oh. Oh, you got to keep community safe. No.
Would you say definitely vote against, probably, or does not matter?
Now, hold up. Say that again.
Has voted against funding the police and firefighters and crime-fighting measures that keep our community safe. Definitely vote against, probably, or does not matter?
Vote against.
This other one here says has led a power grab that shifts power away from the mayor and to the city council in an attempt to give himself more opportunity to help his private company's clients benefiting from the city action.
Okay, let's just go against. It's not about them.
Definitely or probably vote against?
Definitely.
And the last few questions are for statistic purposes only. Do you consider yourself to be of Cuban ancestry or not?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be of some other Hispanic or Latino ancestry or not?
No.
Do you consider yourself to be either African American or black?
Yes.
And how long have you lived in Tampa? 10 years? 11 to 20?
2 years.
How many years, ma'am?
72
years? Okay.
Yep.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You enjoy your afternoon. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.